I'm joined in the studio by singer-songwriter Jamie Reeves. Jamie describes himself as a posh mod who loves Northern Soul, reggae and Motown. He's currently on our A-list, as you know, with his excellent Let's Get Married. And he said music should either move your soul or move your feet. And he's also accompanied Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
I have to say hello, a little hello to Dave. I feel wicked otherwise. Thanks very much. Where have you come from today?
Come from the People's Republic of Wigan today. So a long journey down the M6, down the M1, across the M25. And here we are.
But you don't sound as if you've got a Wigan accent.
No, I kind of married into the Wigan fraternity. I'm originally from Gloucester.
Yeah.
So I grew up a lot there, but my roots are in Shrewsbury, in Shropshire. So that's kind of where I'm originally from.
So does it make you a woolly back? People won't understand that term, Dan.
Yeah. They might not have done it.
Explain.
Back up north. I don't know what a woolly back is, but I've just heard my mother-in-law kind of say when she talks to the kids that they're woolly backs.
Yeah.
I think it's something that Scousers used to say to Wigan people a lot, and the mother-in-law's a Scouser, so that's kind of where she takes the mickey out of the kids.
That's it. See, that I know, because I used to quite fancy a guy who lived in Wigan. I think he might be married to somebody now, but it was his accent, because it's quite a strong...
The Wigan accent?
I love the Wigan accent. It's not so much Liverpool, it's the Wigan. There's a difference. There's
very, very, very different. It's kind of a lot more... It's very Lancashire. Mm. I always said if my boy comes home speaking like he's a woolly back, then he's off for elocution lessons.
Oh,
he's
gone. Oh, don't. Is he musical as well? Your kid's musical?
He's seven. He's just started playing guitar at school. The youngest one, Amelia, she's nearly four, and she loves singing and dancing. She's just started theatre school. Like most kids her age, will put the Disney princesses on YouTube and start singing along, and, Daddy, look at this little dance, and do that. So that's quite fun.
When did you start singing?
Oh, my gosh. I started... I was in the church choir when I was little and doing school plays and stuff, and then I kind of stopped... Got into DJing when I was about 16 and did that for a few years. Went across to Mallorca and did a summer season as a kind of DJ kids entertainer, and got involved in the shows doing that, and kind of decided to step across the barrier and in front into the limelight, and then did Haven and worked my way through the pubs and the clubs and holiday centres, and worked abroad for a bit and done a lot of wedding and corporate stuff, and was writing on the way, and it was just kind of... Keep pushing, and now it's starting to come together.
It is, I mean, when people say that they've, tried in the industry, I don't think you've ever tried until you've sung in pubs or you've sung at a holiday camp where people might be a bit fed up, or, they're the proper gigs. I mean, you get people like Coldplay that play the O2 and it's all like, oh, isn't this lovely? But the groundwork, and I suppose bands like Coldplay probably did this kind of thing, but the groundwork you have to do, people seem to want this instant fame that you get from going on TV, and that kind of groundwork is years, isn't it?
Yeah, people tend to kind of look at X Factor. If I had a pound for every time somebody says, you should go on X Factor, and I just look at them and think, no. It's a game show. It's just a TV show. It's not real. You don't really learn from doing stuff like that. You learn from going out and playing to five people in a pub. Mm. You learn from getting in a holiday centre where you've got lots and lots of kids running around your feet, and you're still there and you're still doing it. That's where you learn. That's where you kind of can try things out and progress as an artist, I guess.
Now, you're looking very, very dapper. I have to say hello to Dave, who is... I thought we were really cockney then. Hello to Dave. Dave is your guitarist. Is Dave always with you on gig?
When we do acoustic stuff, you do a lot of the stuff with me, don't you? And Dave writes a lot of stuff with me as well. Mm. Out on the Dance Floor, which is from the album Believe, we co-wrote together. And some of the newest stuff that we've been writing has been between us both, hasn't it? So...
Dave's not allowed to speak.
Oh,
there he is.
I just don't want to interrupt.
Hang on, we'll just pull the string.
Yeah, just... Dave spoke on air. No, Dave does what I do a lot, which is nod.
Works really well on radio.
It does work really well on radio. So who inspired you when you were growing up? What music were you listening to? And is it like did that come from your parents or...?
No, the Soul and Motown thing was really the film The Commitments. I watched that and was just like, wow, what's this music? And... kind of Andrew's strong voice was just, to me, was immense. It was like nothing in the charts at the time. It was at the time you had all the big 90s boy bands like Take That and Boyzone and Bad Boys Inc. and all the kind of stuff like that. And they're all very much of a muchness, really, aren't they? They were good for the time, but kind of looking back, you could have put anyone in there, really. Mm. And then something like Andrew Strong comes along that's very, very unique and very, very different. And that's kind of really what got me into singing, and I wanted to kind of do stuff like that. But I guess I tried to kind of chase where the money was going and tried to do the 90s boy band thing and do all that. And it wasn't really until Amy Winehouse released Rehab when I was driving home from a gig one night, and all of a sudden on Radio 2 they were playing Rehab, and I was like, this can't be a new song. This sounds like it's deep-rooted in the 60s. It almost gave me permission, I guess, to okay, well, perhaps I should go down that retro route and do something for myself like that.
Very, very dapper, I have to say, as well.
I try and look like a Peaky Blinder.
Yeah, you do. He looks really smart. Doesn't he, Dave?
He does. There we go. I look scruffy in comparison.
Yeah, Dave dresses from Primark.
Dave! Well, you must say things
premium
like that.
Fair trade organic clothes.
You didn't. We had that. The guy from the Boomtown Rats, Bob Geldof, actually slagged off Brentwood by saying that people from Brentwood wore Primark, and everyone was booing him on stage at the Brentwood Festival.
How could he kind of take on anyone's dress?
It was a little bit. I said nobody from Brentwood would wear Primark, but you know, it was not really heard very
Dave's badly. Bucking the trend, obviously.
Well done, Dave. We'll cut that bit out of the interview. Don't you worry. Nobody ever hear it. Now, you're going to do three songs for us today. As you know, you are on the A-list with Let's Get Married, which we've been playing all the time. So what's the first track you're going to do?
Well, if we're on the A-list with that one, I think we should start with that, really, don't you?
Excellent. Here we go. This is Jamie Rees with Let's Get Married.
Little to become one. Thank you very much.
See, I feel really wicked because it's just me clapping. But we'll have to. Dave, you can clap as well now. You've got both hands free. Ready?
I can now, yeah.
There you go. Woo! There you go. Woo! Thank you.